Spotlight on your neighbourhood. Our neighbourhoods are as unique as the people who live, work and play within them. So we're working to better understand and respond to community needs in a more localised way. Through our neighbourhood model, we aim to connect the dots between council, residents and businesses to empower local people, build community capacity and guide city projects. This work is led by passionate neighbourhood partners. Read on to hear from each of the partners who are always on hand to receive your questions and suggestions for your suburb. To learn more about each neighbourhood, browse community priorities and have your say on issues that matter to you. Browse our neighbourhood portals at participate.melbourne.vic.gov.au/neighbourhoods. Carlton, 18,004 residents, 28 median age, 55% born overseas, 82% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories, 68% of households are renting. Quote from Naz Mohammed, Carlton neighbourhood partner. There's something for everyone in Carlton. Dive into a world of wonder at Melbourne Museum and IMAX, or stay cool at Carlton Baths. Satisfy your taste buds with baklava at Alba's, pizza at DOC, or affordable fresh produce from the community grocer's market at the Carlton Public Housing Estate. I love embracing the local spirit and diversity in Carlton, working with members of our community to create and celebrate initiatives that support and encourage inclusion, diversity, and community connection. End quote. CBD, 46,780 residents, 28 median age, 69% born overseas, 99% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories, 69% of households are renting. Quote from Ray Chin, CBD neighbourhood partner. The CBD is an amazing patchwork of micro neighbourhoods. I love that I can choose my own adventure in the CBD. I can go from waltzing through the elegant streets of the East End to meandering through the laneways around Flinders Street. Because the CBD is so diverse, I am passionate about supporting the community to be inclusive and accessible to everyone. It's important to me that every person can identify with and participate in something that the CBD has to offer. End quote. Docklands. 16,456 residents, 32 median age, 62% born overseas, 98% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories, 61% of households are renting. Quote from Fadi Kunkar, Docklands neighbourhood partner. Docklands is really one of a kind. It's a wonderful place to live, work and play, with water views and an offering for everyone. You can feel that a real sense of community is being built in Docklands, which is amazing for the new families in the area. Docklands has so much to give, with a vibrant community eager to participate and engage with one another. End quote. East Melbourne, 4,884 residents, 42 median age, 27% born overseas, 67% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories, 50% of households are renting. Quote from Kimberly Pierschalski, East Melbourne neighbourhood partner. East Melbourne is a thriving and welcoming neighbourhood right on the doorstep of the CBD. I love that you can wander and escape the hustle and bustle and yet still be in the thick of the city. It's where a place like the MCG can sit among vast green spaces, where towering trees are celebrated and green spaces are all around. I love that neighbours often know their neighbours and you can experience the warmth of community through intimate acts of kindness, like a friendly smile on the street or an impromptu chat in one of the small businesses. End quote. Southbank, 24,154 residents, 31 median age, 61% born overseas, 98% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories. 64% of the households are renting. Quote from Ash Lee, Southbank neighbourhood partner. Southbank's vertical neighbourhood reminds me of colourful Lego blocks and their endless potential. The community of Southbank is so diverse, not only in terms of the residents' places of birth and ages, but also their ideas, areas of interests and strengths. When I connect people with each other, they immediately create an inclusive space for others to join. End quote. Kensington, 11,000 residents, 35 median age, 31% born overseas. 29% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories. 48% of households are renting. Quote from Melanie Delmonico, Kensington neighbourhood partner. Kensington has a fabulous vibe because of its unique village feel and active community. It's the birthplace of the Good Karma Network, boasts a train station with its own fairy garden, and it has more than 8 community gardens and compost hubs. The neighbourhood also offers some of Melbourne's best East African and Mexican street food. Stroll the stock route to the Maribyrnong River, enjoy the new play space at JJ Holland Park or adventure playground at the Venny. We're working on a circular economy precinct pilot for the neighbourhood, a new open space by Mooney Ponds Creek, and improvements to pedestrian and bike safety. End quote. North Melbourne, 16,582 residents, 31 median age, 42% born overseas, 64% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories, 59% of households are renting. Quote from Talia Ghilari, North Melbourne neighbourhood partner. Within a relatively small geographic pocket, North Melbourne manages to pack in so much and so many interesting people. It's got stand-up comedy, cutting-edge performance art, 3 cultural clubs, unexpected laneways, a vertical school, a proper local AFL footy team, a gin distillery, churches, a mosque, and a legendary hot chocolate house. I find the mix of experiences and people that I bump into in North Melbourne super energising, which is why I'm particularly interested to work with locals on activities that strengthen neighbourhood spirit and relationships. End quote. Parkville, 7,462 residents, 26 median age, 37% born overseas, 57% of homes are flats or apartments of 3 or more stories. 62% of households are renting. Quote from Naz Mohammed, Parkville neighbourhood partner. The bustling presence of bright minds, including university students, families and community groups, infuses Parkville with energy and diversity. With so much happening around the Parkville neighbourhood, providing accessible and inclusive venues and programmes for all members of our community is important to me. Strolls through Royal Park, our municipality's largest open space, gives me the chance to admire birds and possums, while the State Netball and Hockey Centre offers sporting activities and events to keep the community engaged. There's also the charm of places like Walmsley House, one of Melbourne's oldest homes, preserving the history of the neighbourhood. End quote. South Yarra, 6,565 residents, 39 median age, 33% born overseas. 78% of homes are flats or apartments of 3 or more stories. 50% of households are renting. Quote from Kimberly Pierschalski, South Yarra neighbourhood partner. South Yarra is a slice of glorious gardens, leafy streets and buzzing outdoor action. The Royal Botanic Gardens is an inspiration to visitors, gardeners and landscapers. It's a cultural hub with Sydney Meyer Music Bowl hosting gigs and St Martin's Youth Arts Centre, which has developed generations of young creatives. The Senior Citizens Centre also hosts free programmes, and its bay window view across Faulkner Park is a bit special. I'm looking forward to Anzac Station opening, connecting further with schools, supporting those who feel socially isolated, and promoting inclusive experiences and access for all people. End quote. West Melbourne, 8,014 residents, 31 median age, 54% born overseas, 68% of homes are flats or apartments of three or more stories, 62% of households are renting. Quote from Talia Galari, West Melbourne neighbourhood partner. The funny thing about West Melbourne is that despite it being well located and objectively cool, many people don't know it exists. It's bizarre that a neighbourhood fringed by waterways, a market and container yards, that is also home to a historic lawn bowls club, iconic live music venues, and surely the most recognisable cabaret restaurant, has somehow managed to keep itself secret. I have so much respect for West Melburnians, they've got it figured out. I love brainstorming how we can transform the Maribyrnong River into a well-known and well-used natural asset. End quote. The picture captions read, Nas Muhammad, Ray Chin, Ash Lee, Talia Galari, Kimberly Pierce-Chulski, Melanie Delmonico, and Fadi Kankar.